make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com. News Radio KMAN. Good morning now, 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. Brandon Peoples standing aside here for just a few moments. We have on the phone, and this is going to be the first of what we anticipate to be a series of discussions with regard to the local health aspect with COVID-19. Julie Gibbs is joining us this morning. Julie is the director of the Riley County Health Department. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you taking some time to visit with us here. And there's a lot of things that we're doing what we can to keep everybody up to date on a lot of things locally. But can you give us, at least initially now, some perspective on Riley and Riley County in terms of COVID-19?
Sure. Yeah. So we do not have any positive cases in Riley County as of now, and nor do we in the surrounding community. So that's what I wanted to get out there first and foremost. There are a lot of rumors going around that we do have positives, and we will let the community know when there is. We'll put out a press release. We'll follow with a press conference. So the community will definitely be aware when we do have our first positives here.
Excellent news. Have you been able to conduct any tests here locally? What's that testing process like?
Yeah. So if a person has symptoms, right now we are directing them to our new call center. We have partnered with Ascension Via Christi Hospital and developed a new screening call center. So this is for screening only, not questions and answers. So if you have symptoms like fever, cough, shortness of breath, you can call this number. It's managed by a healthcare professional and will be available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 8 or 10 a.m. I'm sorry, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. I had those mixed up. So the number is 785-323-6400. Again, this is just for screening. So if you have symptoms such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, please call this number first. That healthcare professional will direct you in the right direction according to how you answer their questions.
Julie, Riley County EMS Director David Adams and you, as well as in conjunction with Ascension Via Christi, have put together a list of things here, and you've given me some bullet points, and there's a lot of information here that I know you want to share. And we've, you know, the news has had it all over the place lately, you know, on every level, about trying to avoid high-risk areas and keeping that six-foot distance between you and other people. But there are some things, especially if you feel like you got symptoms, that you want to make sure that people go to that call screening line first and not necessarily going directly to your primary care or to the emergency room.
Right. That's exactly right. We want you to call ahead of time. So that screening number is there for you. Call that number. If it's busy, hang up, try again. If you cannot get a hold of anyone, you can call your healthcare provider, but we'd like for you to call that screening line first. So again, that number is 785-323-6400.
What's the communication with Riley County like with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment?
We have good communication with KDHE. We communicate with them on a daily basis. We are testing on a daily basis or sending tests to KDHE on a daily basis. They will let us know the outcome, and they let us know right as soon as they get that. So we have that in hand. And like I said, we've had all negative so far.
How many tests have you conducted?
I'm not sure off the top of my head how many we've conducted, but on a daily basis, we send a few over to KDHE. The turnaround time is about 2 days, 1 to 2 days as of right now to get those results.
All right. Anything else that you would like to add this morning?
I think the thing to keep in mind is don't panic. Go about your day. Just do so a little bit more carefully. Remember to practice that social distancing to allow 6 feet between you and another person. Try to avoid crowded areas. You can order takeout instead of going into a restaurant. But it's important to go about your day as you would, just with a little bit more caution. Get outside, walk, run, bike on one of our trails. So please don't panic, and please listen to trusted sources like the health department, KDHE, or CDC.
And that's one of the things that we always utilize here. And in fact, I've had some people call and ask about some particular individuals here. And you know, there's a lot of information that we aren't privy to, and it's not responsible for us as a media outlet to report on some of that. And that's why we want to be able to utilize the Riley County Health Department and the hospital and the KDHE, as well as the Center for Disease Control, to make sure that the information that we do provide is accurate, because that's really, really important.
Absolutely, yes. Listen to those trusted sources.
Anything else that you'd like to communicate with our listeners this morning?
Not at the time. We'll keep you up to date, and just be patient with us. We're all in this together.
And we are planning on doing this on a daily basis, and as the need arises, we may be even going to more than just once per day. We'll play that by ear. But Julie Gibbs from the Riley County Health Department, thank you so much. Keep up the good fight over there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And appreciate that call and that information this morning. So, a lot of details there, Brandon Peoples. A lot of information there.